Roger, we're finding more microchip implanted individuals.
Oh, yes. We're still scanning people for microchip implants, and we are still finding some. Although I tend to think at this point that there's been a change in direction on the black ops development relating to microchips if they're implanted on a mind control or tracking basis, because we're seeing less of them than we did a few years ago. And I tend to think that what's happening is that these kind of control elements are now being more easily handled by directed energy coming off cell systems and aircraft and
really?
Satellites.
Really? I don't know where to start here. Do you really think that we can actually control somebody's mind with a implanted chip?
Well, I think that there's a lot of research. If you look at the electronic harassment section of my website at bugsweeps.com,
mm-hmm. Right.
On the front page you have a box that vibrates. It says electronic harassment. If you click on that, it'll take you to a picture of some of the biochips that are there. And some of these biochips are telemetry chips where they implant them and they can do several things. They can send information about what's going on inside your body out.
Oh, sure.
To a monitoring system, or they can implant chips that can actually affect the inside of your body by sending telemetry to the chip in order to make changes.
Well, oh, absolutely. I mean, for medical reasons, for example, I know they can put a microchip in that monitors, let's say, your heartbeat. And if something goes radically wrong, the medical authorities are notified and they come get you because you're in big trouble, that kind of thing. But what I was asking about is, actual mind control. I'm not aware that we've really achieved that with microchips.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that. I don't think that you're going to have mind control per se from an installed chip. Most of the mind control clients that we deal with are receiving problems through directed energy, be it microwave other kinds of different electromagnetic field energy.
Okay, well, you mentioned cell phone radiation. I'm not sure how that controls our minds. How does that work?
Well, as an example, it was interesting. One of the shows that I did with George Norrie, after we had talked about some of the clients that we have that have had mental problems relating to being hit with directed energy, he was talking about his young daughter, which was this young lady about 8 or 9, who had pressed the parent to buy her a cell phone. And she was a well-behaved young lady and had good grades and was cooperative at school. And then, so the father buys her this cell phone because all her friends have one, and she said, you know, as a safety issue. So she gets the cell phone, and within about a week or two, because she's on at night with her friends, because it's after 9 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. You can talk as much as you want, she's got the cell phone up to her head. Her behavior starts to deteriorate at school, where she's becoming rowdy, attention deficit, she's mm-hmm. fighting with people, her grades plummet over the next few weeks, mm-hmm. and she becomes her whole demeanor, rather than being a conscientious young person, ends up being this rowdy, disruptive kind of person.
Cell phone madness, huh?
So the father, as a punishment, takes the cell phone away, uh-huh. and in a matter of a couple of weeks, her personality goes back to this rather calm, fastidious, serious about her work, able to concentrate, no longer aggressive. And he, when he wrote me the email, he said, you know, this follows directly what you were saying about how brain functions can be interfered with by microwaves in terms of the electrical operation. So that's just one example, and that came from your radio show. It was a listener that contacted me with this story.
No, I don't buy it.
You don't think
that? Now, I would, well, it's anecdotal at best, Roger, and secondly, there's no real evidence to show yet that there's harmful radiation that comes from cell phones, particularly that would do that. I'd be more inclined to believe that the nature of her conversations or whatever it was she was talking about on the cell phone was bothering her as opposed to the actual radiation from the cell phone.
Well, this is a behavioral change. And I do have a research paper that I would have to pull out for you that where they had done studies about the safe levels of microwave radiation. And originally those levels were set by the military relating to thermal heating. In other words, if the power levels were such that it heated up portions of the body to unacceptable levels, or if it affected your eyes relating to the cataract problems.
Absolutely.
And what happened is they did this other research that started to focus on when do you start to interfere with neural processing.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found was that the radiation levels, if you base it on neural interference, should be set so much lower than on the thermal basis relating to heat ups and cataracts. I do have that document, and I can provide it to you by email or by Uber.
Well, I'm certainly aware, Roger, that directed radiation, for example, from the installation in Alaska is a good example, might indeed have an effect on people's personalities and that sort of thing. But the radiation from a cell phone, I think in the anecdotal situation you gave us, I would be disinclined to believe that that was the case. I mean, you can throw it out there and people can consider it, but I don't know. Cell phone madness, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we just got finished dealing with another young lady that lives directly across the street from three cell towers, and she's been on a steady decline of health and mental health since she moved into this location. She was unaware of that kind of problem, and she, you know, it's a stone's throw. She's on a second floor looking out on these towers, and corresponding with her move-in, and ever since, she's been having both physical and mental difficulties. And what we did for her is that we did two things. Because she was unable to move out, we made a 10-foot by 10-foot tent enclosure using shielding materials. We use a metallized fabric that will attenuate by about 80% most of those transmitted energies in those bands.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had improvement in that. The other thing that we use is we use an electrostatic field system where we use thermal blankets, which are conductive on one side and they're mylar on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put those blankets on wall areas, and we'll hook those up to a high voltage DC supply at about 7,500 volts.